Hi, everyone. This is Neil Sedaka.
I'm Carol King.
This is Phil Collins here from Genesis, and I'd like to wish everybody out there listening a very, very happy Christmas and a very, very happy New Year.
Hey, I'm Lauren Daigle.
Hi, this is Engelbert Humperdinck, and you're listening to the Sounds of Christmas podcast.
Hi, I'm Cad Kessler, and welcome to the Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. You probably already know that Neil Sedaka has passed away. He gave us a rich legacy of music, and there's already been a lot written and recorded about his passing. But I wanted to share a bit about him as well, since most of what's already been mentioned hasn't included his Christmas music, which, admittedly, he wasn't known for, but he did leave us a significant release. Two, actually. For those who don't know, Neil Sedaka sold millions of records worldwide and wrote or co-wrote over 500 songs for himself and other artists. After a short-lived tenure as a founding member of the doo-wop group The Tokens, Neil achieved a string of hit singles over the late 1950s and early 1960s. His number one hits in the U.S. and around the world include "Oh Carol," "One Way Ticket to the Blues," "Calendar Girl," "Breaking Up is Hard to Do," "Star-Crossed Lovers," "Laughter in the Rain," "The Immigrant," and "Bad Blood." His songs that hit number one for other artists include "Ring Ring" by ABBA, that was their debut single, "Solitaire" by The Carpenters, and "Lonely Night, Angel Face," and "Love Will Keep Us Together," both by Captain and Tennille. He was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 1983. He is a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame and was inducted into the Long Island Music Hall of Fame. In 2013, he was awarded a Lifetime Achievement Grammy Award. He continued to perform. In fact, he performed many concerts on social media during the COVID-19 pandemic. So, what about Christmas music? Surprisingly, at least as far as I can tell, his first Christmas music release was a cover of Deck the Halls. It looks like that happened in the early 1990s, first appearing on a Christmas music compilation called Celebrate Christmas. His first and only Christmas album came out in 2005. It was called The Miracle of Christmas, and Neil released it himself on his own label called Neil Sedaka Music. Over the course of the next few years, it made its way to Razor and Tie Records and was released as a single CD and also a double CD, which is how it was originally released. At some point around that time, it was also connected to QVC, but I don't know that that connection is anything more than that it was available for sale through that channel. Of Christmas music, Neil said, quote, "I can remember vividly years ago listening to Bing Crosby's White Christmas and thinking that Christmas music should be played throughout the year because it's so joyous," end quote. The first CD of Neil's Miracle of Christmas contained a dozen songs, all originals written by Neil. I think my favorites from that are "Love is Spreading All Over the World," "Razzle Dazzle Christmas," and "Christmas Round the World." The second CD contained 10 covers, including White Christmas, The Christmas Song, and Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. So yes, if you're adding all of that up, that's 22 songs on one Christmas album. All of those that I mentioned and more have been played on the Sounds of Christmas and will continue to be played. This past December, just a couple days before Christmas, Neil posted on his Facebook page, "Celebrating the holidays has always been one of my favorite times of the year. If you're getting ready for Christmas Day and want something to listen to, I hope the Miracle of Christmas can be part of your holiday moments." Surprisingly, that double album and the earlier single seemed to be it. No live concert performances, no guest shots on TV shows or specials. Well, none that were Christmas related anyway. And most of his mini concerts on his YouTube channel weren't even done in December. Of the handful that were, He did add a version of his song, A Lonely Christmas in New York, to the mini concert from December 16th, 2021. That seems to be the only one out of dozens of mini concerts that he did from April of 2020 through June of 2024. His last post on YouTube was on February 24th of this year, just a few days before he died. He shared a song called Good Times, Good Music, and Good Friends, and he added, "That's always been my philosophy." I'm going to put a link to Neil's YouTube channel down in the show notes. All 22 tracks from his Christmas album are there under releases, and you can find all of the mini concerts under videos, except for that last post, that's under shorts. I'm also going to put a link for his Christmas album, which will give you plenty of options for streaming if you just want that. Anyway, I didn't want to let Neil's passing go without mentioning the Christmas music he left behind, and whether you're familiar with it or not, I hope you'll go give it a listen. Thanks so much for listening, helping me share some Christmas spirit, and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. I already told you how to listen to the station, and you're listening to the podcast now, so my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. And we also have a Linktree page, and I'll put a link to that down in the show notes too. So you can click on that, find your favorite streaming site, click on over, and then click subscribe, and you'll never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, or the Sounds of Christmas station, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. Thanks again, and may you always believe in Santa Claus.